Žirate and Kastytis, a popular legend from Lithuanian and Baltic mythology that tells of fearless love and godly powers, and that has been adapted into many different art forms over the years, capturing the imagination of people in mainland Europe. But unlike most other love stories in mythology from around the world, did this particular one have a happy ending? Let's find out together right now. Žirate was the goddess of the sea. Known to be beautiful and graceful, she resided under the waves of the Baltic Sea in a glorious castle made of amber. As the queen and ruler of the sea, she had dominion over all the creatures of the deep. As part of her rule, she maintained the balance and harmony of the many living beings in the ocean. Kastytis was a young fisherman residing near the Baltic coast who was well known for his talent with a fishing pole and net. Little did he know that his angling skill would lead to the most definitive moment of his life. One fateful day, Kastytis was fishing, unbeknownst to him, near the underwater amber castle of the goddess Žirate. As talented as he was catching large numbers of fish in his nets and disturbing the sea around him. This displeased the goddess greatly, as she felt the pain of her subjects and sensed the harmony of the sea at risk. She sent her mermaids to warn Kastytis to leave her fish alone and no longer disturb the sea, but he ignored them, resistant to the charms of the mermaids. He continued to fish until eventually Žirate could contain herself no longer and ventured from her castle to confront Kastytis. However, to her great surprise, as she approached the fisherman, she was immediately struck by his beauty, and she fell instantly in love. As she neared and their eyes met, Kastytis was hit with the same moment of revelation as he fell deeply and completely in love with the magical goddess that appeared before him. Despite the significant differences between them and their perceptions of reality, they could not be parted, and Kastytis went to live in the Amber Palace with Žirate. Here, they would live happily for some time, but their joy was not destined to last. Perkunas, the god of thunder and the most powerful of the Baltic gods, upon discovering the relationship between the sea queen and the fisherman, was outraged by the choice of Žirate to pair with a mere mortal, sacrilege for a divine being. Not only this, he had already promised the hand of the goddess to the god of water, Patrimpas. Žirate refused to give up on her mortal love, so sure of their bond that she was willing to risk anything to remain with him. Filled with anger, the thunder god struck out, sending terrible lightning bolts crashing down, killing Kastytis and destroying the Amber Palace, reducing it to nothing more than a vast collection of shattered golden fragments scattered across the seabed. He captured Žirate and bound her to the seafloor amongst the ruins of her castle, condemning her to spend eternity trapped alone. The legend claims that she remains there to this day, mourning for her lost love. According to the story, this is the reason why little pieces of amber often wash up on the shores and beaches of the Baltic Sea, remnants of the great palace of the goddess. Some amber pieces bear the resemblance of small tears, said to be the precious tears of Žirate herself as she weeps for Kastytis. A short but powerful myth that has become part of Lithuanian culture, with poems, ballet, art, monuments, and even a rock opera dedicated to the legend. So next time you are walking along the Baltic coast and spot a small golden speck in the sand, remember this tale and spare a thought for the Queen of the Sea, destined to wait in vain all eternity for her true love.